Okay, so where do we leave off here? All right, so we're picking up on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. So the problem we left off with is a very difficult problem. Question is, what is Rebbe's Havamina Maskana? Right, and where does it fit in the flow of the Gemara also? So that's what the Marsha is bothered with. But, Pashtus is that Rebbe already knows the Drasha. He's coming after the Drasha of Kiyum Sliyesh. Right? He's not dealing with the Drasha of Kiyum Sliyesh. So he already knows, he's already working with the idea that the Achilas Bishol would only be Asur, would only be Chayav at night. Right? Because that was the Drasha before. Drasha before was that Al Tochlu Mimenu No, Voshel Voshel Mayim, Kiyum Sliyesh. So it's Kiyum Sliyesh is telling you, Bishosh Yeshno Bukum Echotzli, Yeshno Batochel No. Bishosh Eino Bukum Echotzli, Eino Batochel No. So that we already know. We know that there's only an Isser of Mavushel No, Balayla. So Rebbe is a different question. Rebbe's question is, how do you know that even if it was cooked by Yom and eaten by Laila, that you'd be chayev? Which is a difficult question. I mean, once we've established it's an Isser of Achilas Mevushel, then what's the difference when the Bishul took place? Right? What's the difference when the Bishul took place? And Rashi tries to give an explanation. Rashi gives an explanation, but doesn't help us too much. Hard for us to understand what the idea here is. He says, "What ain li sheyischayev al chilas basar, ella imkein bishlo mishechashecha." That's Rebbe's question. I would only know that the chiyuv of al tochlu mimenu no voshel mevushel b'mayim, by the bishul actually focuses on. I would only know the bishul is what if you cooked it at night. Shehu ikar zmano. Yeah, that's all Rashi's giving us. That laila is mishech hashecha is ikar zmano. But bishul mibod yom ve'ochlo mishetechshach minayin. Rashi wants to make clear that you don't think it's talking about the achila bayom, like the Marsha tries to learn. The Marsha wants to learn. How do you know that even though you cook it in the daytime and eat it at night, yechayev malchus, because of the riboy? But what's the difference? I mean, in terms of an achilas mevushel, what's the difference if it's cooked in the day or at night? What does it mean that night is the ikar zmano? And also, Morris's question was, what about the no? Right? Marsha also mentioned the no. Right? Morris? You remember that? From way back. Yeah, from before Yanta. I remember these things. It's a good question, right? There's no riboy by no. Yeah. So what is the Marsha? You saw the Marsha? I mean, the Marsha really sums up the questions very well, right? And also the problem that he raises is there's no inyan of there's no din that you have to do the tzliba laila, so you can do the tzliba yom. So why can't you have a shame of vushel bayom? Tzas kasha v'had ikar zman u'mishech hashecha haynu la'achila. What does Rashi mean? The ikar zman is at night. The ikar zman being at night means the mitzvah of achilas at night, right? Of all tzliyaso v'adai afilu mibojom hu kinu chvergel dvarim means pashut. So if you're going to tell me the ikar zman is the ikar zman of tzli, then I can maybe understand that you have to, if you have to do tzli now and you did bishul now, I could understand maybe that that's a different problem. But mishech hashecha has nothing to do with the preparing of the carbon. Vamailo neima de iser bishulo dumya de hetet sliyaso. And on the contrary, well, the havamina is, you say the other way, just alpi svar. that when you can produce the tzli, that's when you can produce the bishul. Vod kasha b'no loksiv kafel lo lichayev el baso namisha chashecha v'lo lishtamit shum tana mila meimar hachi. And how is it possible? He says, and also, according to him, according to Rashi's interpretation of Rebbe, the maskana should be by no is dafka at night, because by no there is no riboy, and nobody says this. Va'od kasha ma'in drasha to Rebbe the drasha to Leil. That's bothering him also. The lo ma'ir b'gai gavna. What is Rebbe's drasha coming off of? I don't really see why that's such a good question.
We don't know the first dude.
So he wants to say that Rebbe's really is a redo, right? But he wants to say that if Rashi hadn't said his pshat, he would give his own pshat. But he can't deny what Rashi says, and he really has no explanation for it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the question is, in trying to define this this Havamina, question is, what's the what realm of Isra are we in over here? I mean, that's, we're getting two different opinions on from the Shia over here. As you're taking the approach that needs to be like a positive, the mavushal has to be a shame that is intrinsically a hafka of the tzli, right? So that's only when there's that's only at the nighttime when there's a significance to the tzli. Right, now, in the daytime, there's no present significance to the tzli. There's no mitzvah of achilas of achila. So then, to be mavashal it is just to turn it into some regular ochel, like you're saying, turn it into a regular cheftz of mavashal, and that will simply, when the time comes, you'll be unavailable for any achilas tzli. But at nighttime, now there's a. So now in the daytime, the mavushal is what? A little tricky though, right? The mavushal, you're saying, is just. You're saying more. You're saying the mavushal makes into just a regular,
right,
regular cheftz of achila.
Right.
Okay, and at nighttime, what happens?
At nighttime, it's the whole thing is keneged tzli. It doesn't have just a shame stam ochel anymore,
right,
because now that's ikar zmana.
Right. I mean, in the daytime, it's just a bad choice. But in the nighttime, it's defined as, has a significance of ki em tzli.
Isn't that the same if I cooked in the day and it stayed cooked at night? Wouldn't it also be contrary to tzli?
Would that be contrary to tzli?
Meaning that's explaining the Havamina and Rashi?
No, he's saying like this. When it says "al tochel mina no uvoshal," when it says "don't eat a mavushal," it means doesn't mean just a state of the basar as mavushal. It means like the mavushal has to be a real. What?
You're not eating the ma'aser bishul.
You're not eating the ma'aser bishul. But the mavushal now has a different identity. No. It's not easy. It's not easy to express this.
Also, what happens when you roast it? So if you eat it, you're.
But that's this. This is one approach. We have to think if we can really work it out to the satisfaction of everybody else. But one approach is to try to focus on the mavushal, right? Because Rebbe's havamin is that if it just said boshal, then it would not be, then I would assume it means dafka ba laila, right? So why? Because that would be part of the identity of a mavushal. But the other approach is that your guys are taking is in terms of the kudshim elements. Right? That's the other approach. To say that what? That Rebbe's what is the source of Rebbe's Havmina? That's what's hard to see in this whole question. What's the source of Rebbe's Havmina? Okay. So one way is to say that it has to do with the way he understands. In other words, the eating of the Pesach as a mevushal is like any other case of machal sasuros, right? But it's not just any bishul; it has to be a bishul that at that moment had a significance, not just a condition of bishul, but like an active bishul, like a true bishul. True bishul in a halachic, in a bishul that had a halachic significance at that moment. That's only when it was shayach to tzli, right? But it's a modification of the idea of bishul, right? The other approach is to say that Rebbe's havamina is because this is what we were trying to work on before Yontif a little bit, right? That Rebbe's havamina was that although we had made the equation of Isser Bishul and the mitzvah of Achilas Tzli, right, which was after the Havaminas of the Isser Bishul Bayom, right, which we learned based on the identity of the Kudshim, Rebbe still felt there was another possibility in Kudshim. That even though we're saying that the Isser Bishul is only in the Zman of the Mitzvah Tzli, it's possible that the Isser Bishul the Isser Achilas Bishul still stems from a Din Kudshim. Right? That's the way you're trying to work it out. Still stems from a Din Kudshim. And it would be that the Bishul is a Psul. In other words, the question is like this. If you're going to try to work out the second side, then you say like this. In other words, the progression, to fill in the Marsha's question, to answer the Marsha's question about the progression. So we say like this. According to the Havaminas, the first two, according to the Havamina, right before that Bishul would be Usher Bayom, so that was saying that it's really, there's an Isser Achilas Kudshim, that's imposed on this carbon because of the mitzvah Tzli B'Laila. Okay, the mitzvah Tzli B'Laila comes in on and is modifying the Achilas carbon that normally exists. Normally Achilas carbon is Bayom, and the mitzvah of Tzli B'Laila is really working in with the Dine Kudshim here. And it's creating an Isser Achilas Kudshim Bayom. And then, in that context, in that Havamina, the Isser of Mevushal is a specific in the Isser Achilas Kudshim, and that's definitely Bayom, right? So the Brisa says, no, that's not true. It really is only an Achilas Mevushal Balayla, okay? But Rebbe's not done with the Kudshim aspect of the carbon. He comes in with one more possibility. Why is it only an Isser of Mevushal Balayla? Maybe it's because it really is a din of Kudshim. The only thing is like this, that by Yom you can't create the psul of Mevushal, because it's not what we thought. The Havamina was that this carbon is different because the mitzvah Tzli B'Laila is creating Isser Achila Bayom. Okay? It's creating Isser Achila Bayom. That was the original Havamina, of Bishul Bayom would definitely be Chayav Alav. But once we remove that possibility, there still is one more possibility. This is what you were saying before Yom Tov, Morris. You don't remember? That what? That the whole achila, that this korban, its ikar is the mitzvah laila. Right? As we I don't know if we mentioned this, but that's something that we say the korban pesach is different from all other kodshim, because normally the mitzvah achilas kodshim is not the ikar. That's it's a side point. So if the basar, for instance, the Mishnah says a regular korban, if the basar was all tamei, you'd still would bring it. Because the basar is not makev, the achilas kachim is not makev. But the Pesach, if the basar is lost for some reason, you don't bring the whole korban. The whole korban is only really to create this entity of achila balayla. Most kachim, what's the ikar of the hakrava? Is the zrika, right? Normally, the ikar of the hakrava is the zrika, because the zrika is the kapara. And then there's a mitzvah of achilas of a michilas basar. Some kachim don't have any achilas basar, but this korban is different. It's really there's a goal of creating the cheftza of achilas halayla, right? And that's part of the minoy. There's a minoy for achila. So the havamino of Rebbe was not what was trying to remain in Kudshim as long as possible. He's saying maybe there's no Isra Achilas Bishul Bayom. Maybe there's no lav of Bishul Bayom because the carbon is not Roy at that point for the psul of Bishul. Since this carbon is the modification of this carbon is that its ikar achila is balayla. Not that it came in. In other words, the question is like this: is the Torah coming in and creating a new an iser on the normal achila sayom, or is it simply coming in and making a new identity of a carbon that its own achila is postponed until the laila? There's no specific lav of eating it bayom. It's not a lav of there's no specific isser of eating a bayom. It's just not the zman of it would be preempting the kiyam of achilas halayla, but it would not be a separate lav. And in that sense, Rebbe is saying maybe that's the problem by Yom, that there's no that you can only have the psul of mevushal in the zman of where it's in its ikar zman. It was the psulim in kudshim. You can't just create a psul at any stage. It has to be the psul only exists like a psul of pigle or. Those exist in the shasa, in the ikar avoda, shchita, kabbalah, holocha, zrika. Can't just stam have a machshava about something anytime you want. And maybe in a similar way, the psul in the achilas hakorban is only when the cheftza is only when the korban itself in the ikar zman. When it's roy for a sachila, before that you can't engage it as an ochel. The psul of mevushal is a psul of kudshim. Now let's put it this way: he still is trying to work with when I'm eating the mevushal. What's the iser? The iser still stems from the kudshim. How? What type of an iser kudshim is it? If the achilas ha-pesach was kavua as a mevushal, that's a psul in the pesach. But you can't engage and define something prematurely. Before the thing is roi for a shem achila, it's not possible to be koveyat. What about tzli? That's the problem. What about tzli? Right? So you have to like this. By tzli, you have to say like this. You have to say that what's the nature? You have to differentiate. See, this is the problem. You have to differentiate what was bothering the marsha. How do you differentiate between tzli and bishul? Right? How come you're saying on the one hand you're saying you can give it the shame tzli mibojom, but why can't you give it the shame of bishul mibojom? Right? So you have to say like this. You have to say like this. That since the korban mibojom is omed for the mitzvahs achila balayla, okay, so the maisa tzli, it's omed for the tzli. In other words, the shame tzli is really part of the definition of the ultimate definition of this chefza. So it's because it's omed for it, it's roy for the shame that it's omed for right now. But the psul, he's saying wouldn't exist until it is actually in the state of achil, until it's actually in the zman of achila. In other words, when he's saying it's ikar zmano, he's saying it's a psul kudshim, but this psul kudshim, you can only passel it through this definition when it's in its ikar zman. The ikar zman of this karbon is really achila. Is the zman of achila. Before that, it's not shaykh to the psul. Komash malon, that the psul is simply an isser on the gavra. It's not stemming from kachim at all. It's just a regular isser maisa on the pesach that has a shame of ushal. So in terms of the shame of ushal, there's no difference. It's a mavushal whether it was cooked today or tonight or yesterday. It still is a shame of a mavushal. But as a psul kudshim in terms of its identity as an ochel, then he's saying that type of a psul of kudshim has to be in its ikar zman of that shame. To fulfill its destination, its designation can be done early because it's omed for it. It's relevant to it right now. But to give it a psul would have to only be in the zman where you can really, where it's shayach.
How is it relevant to it right now? It can't be eaten right now.
Because the shame tzli is really a part of, is really an identity of this. It is a carbon pesach, and the shame tzli is its ultimate fulfillment. So to prepare something for its ultimate fulfillment you can prepare something early for its ultimate fulfillment. To give it, and you can also remove it from its fulfillment early. But to give it an actual positive shame psul, that's only when it's shayach that's only during its ikar zman. A shame that it's omed for, is relevant to it right now. But in terms of a psul, it's different. You have to try to differentiate that way. Still, is difficult. Still, is not satisfying. It's just strange territory for us. But that's what I would try to work it out. That Rebbe is really one last. Adding one last piece to the picture, and that is the total dissociation from the iser mevushal from the shame from the kodshim. Maybe he has to get rid of one more possibility. Maybe the reason why there's no psul, there's no iser of achilas mevushal bayom, is because you can't access the kodshim. You can't give it a definition. You can't redefine it as an ochel if it's not the zman of achila, because it's It's an inyan of its kachim, and the identity of kachim is only can only be mafkia it in its ikrzman. Beforehand, you can give it its fulfillment. A shamesli is shayach to it, but to be rikoveya it as a new entity, that you can't do until it's the ikrzman. Beforehand, you could just basically be ma'abed kachim, but it wouldn't be redefining it.
Or it's just stage.
No, the point is like this. A psul of kachim, the psule kachim, in kachim psul means a positive thing. Okay. See, that's what's different about kachim. When we say that there's a psul in kachim, it could mean two things. It could mean simply you didn't fulfill the goal, right? You didn't fulfill what you were supposed to do. You spilled the blood. You spilled the blood on the floor. So that's it, puzzle. You can't go on. Okay. But there also is an idea of a psul that you gave it a different identity. Right? Like you take the carbon and you shecht it for another person. Or you shecht the carbon and you have in mind that you're gonna do the zrika tomorrow. Right? In those cases it's a psul because it's an attempt to fashion your own entity, to tamper with the definition that the carbon has. Shech the carbon shelo lishma, or you do the zrika al manas to do the achila tomorrow. Whatever it is, in those cases, it's not a psul because you were thinking something else, right? It's not. You have to think this, and if you're not thinking this, it's psul. No, these machshavos themselves are psulim. You understand the difference? In other words, if I tell you these are the dimensions of a sukkah. Here's what a sukkah has to be. It has to have whatever, however many walls, however much schach, right? The only idea of psul would be not having those things, right? There's only on and off, right? Normally in halacha, that's all you have. You have, it's either a one or a zero, right? The sukkah kitzurasa is a one, and anything else is a zero, right? That's not the way it is in kachim. It's not the way it is in kachim. In kachim, there's the right way to do it, okay, and then there are actual full structures of psul themselves. Okay, so the machshava to there's such a thing as like a new institution. It's like a separate institution of psul. It's called pigel. Right, it's more than just not having brought the carbon the right way. So, for instance, you can be chayev kares if you do a psul of for a psul of, this is last week's parsha, right? It could be kares. You know, it's not a kares if you fail to bring a carbon, but if you brought it in the wrong way, right? That's a separate inyan of pigel. It's not that I fail. It's not a failure. It's actually engaging in a system of psul. So, for instance, if a person brings the kachim, maybe he shechs the karban with das to eat it in the wrong zman. It's not pigel unless he actually goes through the rest of the avodah bekashrus. You know what I mean? You have to actually finish the whole avodah in order to have that psul of pigel. It's not just a messed up avoda. It's like an alternate avoda. You understand? And that carries with it separate nistakaris. So Rebbe was thinking that maybe the tzli and the bishul are still in that realm of kutchin. And in that sense, the bishul is a positive psul. It's a psul of bishul. It's not just a not tzli. For whatever reason, just like there's an alternate identity of an avodas pigol, this karbon, because its significance is in achila, it also has an alternate inyan of, it also has an achila that's metzuvah, and an achila that's positively a psul. Right? It would bring the model of kachim into the achilas kachim, which you don't normally see, because here there's a new significance to the achila itself. So it's transposing into the achila somewhat the institutions of kachim that we find in the avoda. So you'd have the mitzvah of tzli. You'd have eating it raw, which would just be not a tzli, but you could also have a positive posel of bishul. But since it is within an identity of kudshim, it would be limited to the psule kudshim would, according to Rebbe, only work at the zman of the ikr zman of the carbon. If we're going to turn this carbon into essentially a chefza of achila, then when is its ikr zman as a karbon? When is it? You can't say it's only zman is balayla, because it is kudshim bayom too. But this kudshim, because its essence is achila, its ikr zman is layla, and the psulim of achila would exist only in the zmanim, in the ikr zman of this karbon, in the zman of achila. That would be its ikr zman. And in that sense, that was Rebbe's. That's why Rebbe thought it was reasonable. It's reasonable because he's still working in the union of kachim. Kamash Malon, that it's bishul per se. It's not bishul in terms of kachim. It's just the shame of bishul per se. That's the double the reboy.
Even if it's bishul in terms of kachim, why does that automatically bring in the relevance of the mice bishul?
Okay, that's what I'm desperately trying to explain here, because that's what I was trying to say by psulim. That was in kudshim, it's a positive identity of a psul, and then that has rules of when you can and can't create this psul. As if it's just a matter of not being right, like if it's a question of sukkah, you'll say, well, if you have airspace in your sukkah, then it's a psul. So you wouldn't say, well, when did it come? It's not relevant. It's just not the tzura of the sukkah. But if there's a psul of a positive, like a pigol is a positive identity, and it's basically, I mean, I think it has to do with what you're, you know, with the idea that you were expressing, but putting it into the kudshim inyan, that there's a positive kvias that you're giving it of an alternate achila. That's the psul. That psul only exists when it's in its ikr's mind. Now, you have to engage the kudshim in the you can only affect the shame of the kudshim in the ikr's mind of the kudshim. So shemos of achila are only going to be affected in the ikr zman. Shemos of avoda are going to be affected in the zman of avoda. Yeah.
So I'm saying it's because
the ikr of the carb of this carbon is achila. Okay. Then the zman of achila is its ikr zman. And now we're dealing with the carbon. Now we're saying this carbon has an ikr of achila, and the bishul is a shame of achila. So the bishul is being koveya. In other words, this carbon has intrinsically a kvias of achilav tzli. And you're trying to, with a psul, being koveya, a different shame of achilah. But it's the reason why Rashi's ikar zmano is because he's trying to show you that it has to do with the underlying identity of the cut of the korban's shame achila. You have to really be defining it, redefining it. In other words, the Pesach that's tzli is not just the Pesach that's tzli. That is its kiyum. That is part of its identity. It's part of its fulfillment of kudshim. It's not just kudshim that you eat tzli. That's part of its fulfillment of the... Now the mevushal would be a different thing. Would be trying to be koveya, would be trying to say that its ikar shem kudshim is not tzli. Its ikar shem kudshim is mevushal. That would be a psul. But you can't engage and attempt to be koveya, a new shame in the carbon, unless you're in its ikar zman, unless you're in its essential time frame. So beforehand, that's a general rule in kudshim. You can only be koveya in certain times, at certain points. So if you're going to try to transpose that inyan of kudshim, of avoda to its shame of achila, so there are no more avodas that are going on. But there is a time where the shame of achila is realized. And for kudsh, if it was a kudshim of achila, and you're trying to express an alternate shame, it would have to be during that zman. Because the problem is normally, see, the problem with tzli is that normally that breaks the normal pattern. Normally, when you're doing normally the zman of when you can give it the isser is the time that you're really doing the thing that's positive. In other words, when I am shechting it l'shem, when I'm supposed to be shechting it l'shem, chatas, that's the time I can shecht it l'shem. That's the time l'shem shlam will be a psul. Normally they're commensurate, you know. Normally there's a positive thing that you should be doing that you're, that's the time you can do the psul. But here, it's a little different. You can give it the shame of tzli in the morning, but you can't be koveya it. But that's what I'm trying to say. I'm saying the tzli, when you do tzli, you're not being koveya anything. It's already kavua me'atzmo. You're just giving it its fulfillment. Your maisa of tzli is not really like a shchita. It's not a kvias. It's not endowing it with a shame. It's bringing it in line with what it should be. But the mevashel would have to be removing it from something. That's only when it's, that's only in the ikar zman. Now, noah is not a problem. Noah is not a problem, because noah is simply that it wasn't brought in, it wasn't fully brought in. The marshal's question by noah is not a question. Right? You don't need a reboy by noah. Because noah is simply that it wasn't fully prepared for its shame. See, the difference between noah and mevushel. Mevushel is trying to be koveya, a new shame, and noah is that its initial shame wasn't fully realized, because it's only a partial tzli. So there's no havamina that you could do. There's no havamina you can't do noah in the gojom.
Wasn't there a havamina you have to roast
that? Right. See, the tzli is not a maisa avoda. That's what the Marsha is mistaking over here. He's looking at the tzli as like a maisa avoda. And then you're going to say, well, if there's a... He's looking at the tzli and the bishul like avodas. So he's saying, well, if you're going to say that there's like an avodas bishul, and it can't be in the day, then how can you do the avodas tzli in the day? And we see you could do avodas tzli in the day, so you should be able to do this alternate avodas bishul in the day, right? But what we're saying is that it's not that tzli is an avoda. Then he would be right. It's saying that there is a kvius of a shem achilas tzli, and the maisa tzli mibo jom is not creating or adding anything. It's just allowing. It's just a machsh. It's just a hechsher for its shame to be realized balayla. But in order to be koveya a new shame, that you need. You don't need to do a hechsher of the thing's shame in its ikar zmane. That's not necessary. But to be koveya an alternate, that has to be in its ikar zman. So it comes out, so the final kamash malan that Rebbe is adding is don't think that the mitzvah, this has to do with what you were asking me last week, that it comes out that the mitzvah of tzli and the isser of bishul don't really have to do with the kachim shebo. It does not have to do with the kachim of it at all. And really it's like a regular karban. And in terms of kachim, it could be eaten in the day. The only thing is, you would be upsetting the mitzvah salayla of tzli, and balayla is a separate inyan of it's really part of the seder of the layla, really part of the mitzvah salayla. Mitzvah salayla has a mitzvah tzli and nisr bishul, and it doesn't really go down to the kachim level. And there wouldn't be any psul of kachim. If a person ate the kachim in the afternoon. Apparently it would be a mitzvah. He still would have a, I don't know if you'd say he has a mitzvah of achilas kachim, but it wouldn't be in terms of the kachim, it's not a problem. It's all the yisurim come from the mitzvah gavra of a mitzvah of tzli and an isur of bishul. That gets into the next sugya. It would just be like a bit lase. It would be a bit less say. You don't say it's an isser kachim. You don't say it's a psul. It's not like ma'abed kachim biyadayim. Right? I mean, you're not allowed to be ma'abed kachim. You don't say you're over ma'abed kachim. But this kachim is supposed to be used for a certain mitzvah. You lost that mitzvah. You invalted the mitzvah. You lost the mitzvah. It's mitzvah say of the mitzvah. Whatever it is. But there's a division. Why the Ram puts all of the mitzvahs of achila into the mitzvahs of karbanos? I guess that's the best place to put it. But it's not really a keem of its kachim. But that's what Rebbe's last stop. That was Rebbe's last stop.